For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. Clintonio John says Kyrie's problems were in the locker room. And he's a flat earther. As well documented. But anyway, some NFL news, Austin. Aaron decided to answer, the assumption. And when the schedule came out, one of the NFL executives essentially said the Jets owe us one. Obviously, had a lot of fanfare going into the next season. And unfortunately, they never could get out of the starting blocks. And essentially, their season was over four plays into the season. Aaron Rodgers says he embraces the pressure of a do or die season. And it's a do or die for, obviously, Robert Saleh is the head coach. Mm-hmm. Maybe their GM, I think, is Douglas, I think, is their,
yep,
their
Joe
GM.
Douglas.
Joe Douglas has been under fire. It's do or die for a lot of players that they signed in free agency. And it's do or die. I wouldn't say it's do or die for Aaron Rodgers. I think he's always he's immensely talented. But I think as he's gotten older, obviously, a lot of things that he's doing off the field, the juice and the squeeze comes into effect. Now, when you're still performing at a high level, like Aaron Rodgers expects himself to do, then things will work out. So it is a do or die season, and he's embracing the pressure. They got a really talented roster. He's back. I think he overrides any offensive coordinator issues. The defense is young, one of the best defenses out there, but they're still. Can they win? Can they gel and be a team and win in the AFC East? You know, can they do it? I mean, you got to think the Dolphins are probably would say are the odds on favorite, right?
Probably. Now, yeah.
You expect the as long as Buffalo has Josh Allen, they're going to be
right
in there. Mm-hmm. And if the young players that they play on defense, you know, are able to pick up this McDermott defense, they've won it the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Jets, right? A lot of talent, but can they get it going? And then you just never know about New England. The first, you know, you got a rookie quarterback.
First-year head coach.
You got Jacoby Brissett, who knows how to play in the AFC East. It comes down to records and momentum and staying healthy. It's a tremendous opportunity. If I'm the Jets, I'm thinking first and foremost, I got to be close enough to first place that I'm in the wild card. Then you expect Aaron Rodgers and his plethora of receivers and offensive weapons to take over. But they got to get there first. It's not as easy as people think of just being a good team on paper. You got to be able to gel through the offseason. And with a little bit of a more lax offseason, it's a little bit harder for a team like the Jets when a lot of things have to go right and you have a four-time conference champion or division champion, excuse me, in the Buffalo Bills, and then obviously with a team like the Dolphins, they're trying to make some noise.
I don't hate how the schedule sets up for the Jets early on. They'll have a little bit of a homecoming for Aaron Rodgers starting week one at San Fran, and then it's at the Titans, host the Patriots, host the Broncos, who knows what they'll be like, go to the Vikings. That'll be tough enough, but we'll see what Minnesota is before they get the Bills. Then it's Steelers, Patriots again, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins, Jags, Rams, Bills, and then Dolphins end the regular season. I kind of like how that sets up for them. I don't think they got hammered in their, you know, out of divisional games, I think it's somewhat manageable, especially if Rodgers gets rolling after, I think, that four-game stretch. But I'm not going to bet on it. It's the Jets. There's so much dysfunction.
Yeah.
Something is going to go wrong. To me, the Jets are clearly the number three team in the AFC East.
And
right
that's
now.
The way they've been for some time. Yeah. And, I mean, look, I will say this. The NFL is all about momentum. You know, you want to start fast, and then, you know, you're always going to go through a lull, and then you want to pick it up and get, you know, kind of get your second win heading into the playoffs, right? You got to think, just right now, Monday, September 9th, that's an L. National TV. Yeah. Okay, now you got to fly all the way back across the country, and now you play. Then you go to another road game, so you might probably just go to Tennessee. Okay, then you go to Tennessee, Nashville, a game that you're probably favored, mm-hmm. right? Just based on the quarterbacks.
Yeah,
but you just never know mm-hmm. because Tennessee at times showed you that they could be explosive. So you're expecting to be 1-1, but if you're 0-2. Your first home game is a primetime game 4 days later
yep.
against New England, against a first-time head coach that's been a part of a staff that's been the essentially nightmares for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's on the road. So, you know, if I had to bet, okay, I'd say the Jets pull through there. Aaron Rodgers gets it going, Wilson. Okay, then you got Denver at home. Denver's a dangerous team.
You got an early bye.
Yeah. But Denver's after week four. And I don't want it after week four because you're not even – first of all, the first 2 or 3 weeks of this 17-game schedule is just extended preseason.
Sure.
So you don't want extended preseason, a couple games, maybe catch your rhythm. If they come out of this bad boy, you know, 2-1, you would like to play Denver very quickly, mm-hmm. right? Okay, let's say you're coming out of the bye, you do perform well out of the bye, you get Denver, then you get Minnesota at home, right? But it's a home game, but you're overseas. So right. It's not a home game. It's whoever adjusts well. You know, I think Minnesota probably performed below expectations last year. Now, that's only because Kirk Cousins got hurt. I think eventually they would have got out of their own way and mm-hmm. performed well. I think they'll be better this year. I do.
As long as the Jefferson contract situation gets resolved.
You just took the words right out of my. As long as that gets resolved, the quarterback steps up, and the guys that they brought in on defense, they're a little bit younger, and they produce. I think they will be a bigger problem. It's a 50-50 game against the Jets. And the Jets, this is where the Jets' schedule is favorable for them, mm-hmm. right? It starts out, look, you're starting out on the road in San Francisco, that's got to be probably an L. Tennessee is like, oops, we dookie down our legs. Just to say, but you get home against New England, home against Denver, a neutral site game against Minnesota, technically a home game. If you get, say you beat Tennessee, beat New England, beat Denver, beat Minnesota, okay, you're 4-1, and then you get to really test yourself at home on a primetime game on a short week. Against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which your defense has had Josh Allen's number for the last couple of years. So you feel comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
If you can beat Buffalo, then it becomes a huge game at Pittsburgh. Now you're at this game right here in the middle of the season or week 7 has pre-playoff ramifications. I think Pittsburgh's going to be in the mix. Russell Wilson against A.A. Ron.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the road. It's a primetime game again. You're getting, you know, they owe you one. And then you get to take that momentum if you do win on the road against New England. Now, we know they're going to lose October 31st because that's Halloween. And you know who they're playing. The slew-footed slanger, C.J. Stroud.
What's he going to dress up as on his walk-in?
Oh, he's going to be Michael Myers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you get a little bit of dessert there, and you get to go to Arizona. Indianapolis, I think, is going to be a team on the uptick. I do. Mm-hmm. Then they get a bye. Then you get that long road trip. Then you get Seattle at home. And then this is where it gets hairy for a team like the Jets. At Miami, probably hot game. Again, at Jacksonville. You assume Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, they're going to be a little bit of a problem. and you get a little bit worn out, then you play the Rams. That's the team that's going to give them problems, especially if they're healthy. And then guess what you get?
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get to do after that.
And boys from Buffalo.
And then you play the Dolphins. So that meat of that schedule before that week 12, the Jets have to get a head start.
Yeah.
If they don't, they're going to blow that whole thing up. Mm. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers says that they're embracing it. You know, I think they did a lot of talking last year. Not enough playing. You have the easy excuse that Aaron Rodgers isn't there. The Jets will have the spotlight on them from very week one. The other big story here, which I definitely find it weird, I'm a big Justin Fields fan. I think he's a quarterback that's been, you know, just not valued, never had a chance to develop like other quarterbacks. And I think Pittsburgh essentially got a starting quarterback or a potential starting quarterback essentially for free.
Yeah.
He says Pittsburgh is the place that I wanted. Justin Fields, why? Why would you want to go and back up Russell Wilson? Now, if you think Russell Wilson is definitely on the slide down, then you go there and figure like eventually you'll get out there.
Is it a Tomlin thing?
I think it's a Tomlin thing. I think it's an organization that he knows that will do right by him, and he's betting on himself that once he gets a chance, he's going to turn it out. He's going to get a chance this year.
Yeah.
At some point, if he's ready, it's going to be a big deal for Justin Fields. But it was just always interesting to think that that's the place you want to go, because you'd like to think, I want to get traded to a place where I know I can truly compete to start. The reason why I don't think he'll start is because Russell, one of the big things with Russell Wilson, he only took places and he only went to places where they told him it was almost pretty much guaranteed he'd start.
But doesn't it make sense that Justin Fields would want to go to Pittsburgh given how things went in college, right? He wanted out of Georgia,
right?
Because it wasn't the best fit for him because there were those issues going on, you know, off the field.
Yes. Rightfully so, though.
Not saying he was wrong. Yeah. I'm saying understandably so that he transferred. What does he do? Goes to Ohio State, sits for a year, and then takes over.
Yeah.
That can be the same thing here, right? He could tell Chicago wasn't going to work out for him.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't believe in him. He obviously didn't believe in them. So what does he get to do? Sit a year, get the reps if, you know, Russell Wilson gets banged up or is ineffective or whatever. It's less about this year for Justin Fields for me. What does he take from this year, and what does he do with it moving forward?
Yeah, because you don't want to be like a, you know, not like a player like Trey Lance. He's like lost right in the wind in this Nebraska when he's just blown. He's just gone, right? You want to see what he can do, and then when he does get a chance, and it might not even be after, it might not be in 25, it might be 26. I think how he handles himself this year, how he develops in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and then when he does get a chance and how well he plays, will add longer years to his career, because I still think he can be a starter, and I think he can exceed the expectations and also beat some of the tags that have been, I think, unjustly labeled or put on him as far as from performance. Also, let's not forget, we got a lot of Packers fans. Love, their quarterback, is at Tua Days despite unsettled contract. This is the craziest thing. I like Jordan Love has grown on me. Obviously, I would have always said keep Aaron Rodgers as long as you can, but I think Aaron Rodgers was – Green Bay was tired of Aaron Rodgers and his antics. Mm-hmm. So was Aaron Rodgers tired of Green Bay and not getting, you know, enough draft picks. But Jordan Love was a guy that was like, okay, you drafted him. It came from Utah State, I think. Mm-hmm. And he never really showed much. His first start, remember, is against Kansas City. He did play well. And then the first part of last year, I saw one game against the Saints where I was like, okay, I see the potential. Then everybody's like, okay, we're seeing some progress. Then he went three games and was hot garbage.
Yeah. Doo-doo.
Whatever he did in the bye week or when he came, he went on a tear and essentially had San Francisco dead to rights. Mm-hmm. Dead to rights. One inaccurate ball behind the tight end away from making it or beating San Francisco. It's essentially 6 to 8 weeks of really good football, and he lit it up. He had some huge games. Now you're getting a new contract? This is what it takes? You ain't played since you've been in the league. You gave me 9 good weeks, and now you're potentially going to get 40, 50 million? And now he is on a below-market deal, rookie deal. I think it's like 10 to 12 million.
Yeah, but that's also because the quarterback market is insane. And it's yes. only going to get crazier. I'll say this just really quick. I'm happy for Jordan Love. I am very glad the Colts didn't take him. I hope he continues to succeed. I am glad I don't have to agonize over it.
Well, you depending on Richardson's, what he does, you might want to backtrack on that. I might have to do like old Windhorse or Shannon Sharpe did Windhorse. You make sure you don't want no disinfectant for that statement?
Nope.
Jordan Love is legit.
Ant is already better than Jordan Love.
Who is?
Anthony Richardson.
Nah, you tripping.
I'm not tripping.
Nah, you're the cigar you had during the break doesn't have the same tobacco that Strick had. You tripping. My man Jordan Love had 32 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Anthony Richardson would have had 64 and 5 had he been healthy.
I know you love Anthony Richardson, but dang. I just think with Jordan Love, you would have been more than happy with him, especially the way he's played right now. But I just find it weird that when you look at it, we're going to look at his – let's look at his – season real quick. Can we do this real quick? We're going a little bit longer. Okay. We're going to look at his season right here. We're going to look at the games, right? Okay. Let's look how he started the game, the party off, right? They beat Chicago, right? No, they didn't. He starts out and he beats Chicago, right? 38-20. 244 yards. 3 touchdowns. Takes an L down in Atlanta. 151, not a good. I watched that game. It wasn't very good. New Orleans. This is when I thought he was doing well. 260. Only 1 touchdown, 1 interception, but he won late and made some really good passes, a really good decision down the stretch. Goes up to Detroit. 1 touchdown, 2 picks. Not a very good game. Goes out to Las Vegas. 16 of 30. 0 touchdowns, 3 picks. This is where you're like, this dude, they were talking about getting him out of town, and they were talking about drafting another quarterback. Then he says, you know what? We're going to go off to Denver. When Denver was messing with Russell Wilson, and he went 21 to 31, kind of comeback, but he only had 180 yards. That's not a very good
Captain
game.
Captain check down.
Yep. 2 touchdowns, you know, one interception. Then he goes on the road and says, you know, we're against our biggest rival, the Vikings, and they lose 24 to 10. So it's not that you're losing. I'm looking at the point out, how many points you're scoring. Mm-hmm. Watson came back, had the big bomb, so you take that away because it was a one play, 24-41. You're not very efficient, my brother. So then after that, the next week, the defense steps up. He goes 20 of 26 for 1 touchdown and beats the Rams. That's the turning point. Then he turns around even in a loss against Pittsburgh, right? 290 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. One of the picks was like a Hail Mary at the end of half, right? So you can't really hold that against him. Then he beats the Chargers, right? 322 yards, two touchdowns. Okay. And then he goes 270 against Detroit, three touchdowns, no picks. Beats Kansas City, 270 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Now he's on a heater. Okay, takes it against New York Giants, 218 yards, 101. Okay, and then he goes again in a loss against Tampa, 284 yards, one on him, two touchdowns, no picks. We're starting to see it right here. Beats Carolina, two touchdowns, no picks. Minnesota, three touchdowns, no picks. Chicago, 316, two touchdowns, no picks. That's how he got paid. It was a 8-week run of playing efficient football that's going to get you $50 million. You kids out there in 707, listen. Starting to learn how to throw checkdowns and don't throw picks. You'll be like Jordan Love and play 8 weeks, and you about to get $80 million a year. That's what he's probably going to get.
That's simple.
And stay healthy. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this Tuesday, on this windy Tuesday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.